Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
While two of the top 10 4A softball clubs open the South Sectional tonight, there won't be another game for one of the two tomorrow night because someone is getting beat. Center Grove playing Mooresville at 6 o'clock. Jeff Aiken's North Cougars game two tonight, a rematch with Martinsville, who beat them in April. But the Cougs' young arms have gotten stronger, and so has the defense. Another key tonight for the Northsiders starting at 8 o'clock.
We're going to start Molly Klein tonight with one of those all hands on deck. Yeah. This is it. So, Molly's going to get the start. She pitched well against Martinsville the first time. We're planning on, Molly maybe once, twice through the lineup. It's going to be one of those games, I think, that it really, how we start out is going to be the big key. If we start off with a couple of, good solid innings, I think we're going to be in great shape.
North softball coach Jeff Aiken, when they win, they'll play Greenwood tomorrow night. South will catch Center Grove or Mooresville at 6 o'clock. Team 50's dream season is over for Shonda Stanton's crew. Reds on the radio opening up a home set with the Cardinals. Pregame tonight at 6:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Team 50's dream season ended Sunday in the Knoxville, Tennessee Regional Finals, losing to the fourth-seeded Volunteers 7-3. Shonda Stanton's crew winding up 44-18 as the SEC champs put things away with a five-run fifth inning. Indiana earlier Sunday scored three in the seventh, coming from behind to eliminate Louisville 4-2. Behind Heather Johnson's five innings of no-hit relief, including seven strikeouts, earning her 16th win of the year. Coach Shonda started Johnson in the title round, and Volunteer slugger Zayda Pooney reached her for a two-run home run to right field for an early 2-0 lead. Indiana loaded the bases in each of the first two innings, but got nothing. Stranded nine on the afternoon. They averted, though, the shutout. In Indiana's last at-bat in the bottom of the seventh, they scored three times on three base hits. Taylor Minnick and Brianna Copeland had the RBIs. Cora Bassett scored on a wild pitch. But an outstanding year with a young crew, ending a memorable 50th season of softball with its first NCAA appearance in 12 years, 44-18, the final numbers. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.